Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome to the Fat Lot of Good podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne. Hello there. How are you? I'm excited about this episode because this episode is sponsored by the fabulous F&F Clothing. I love this brand. You know I love this brand. Do you know why? Because they make clothing for women which will make you feel gorgeous and won't break the bank. This week, I'm excited to talk about their brilliant bras and nightwear. I love them because they go up to size 40G cup. 40G cup. Excellent. I'm a G cup. Yes, I am. Yes, queens. So all of us big boob women out there can get beautiful bras at reasonable prices. And some of their sleepwear is made from tencel fibres, which are extra gentle on the skin and environmentally friendly too. I love it. Another great factoid is they come in sizes 6 to 22. So treat yourself to some new knickers and bras today. So go to your local Tesco Extra shop or shop online through next.co.uk and follow them at F&F Clothing to see their latest looks. Go on, treat yourself. All right, let the podcast begin. Hello and welcome to the Fat Lot of Good podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne. I'm a comedian, writer, and I'm one half of those funny little duos. Those funny little joys, the scummy mummies. Anyway, I wear gold cat suits for money. You know that. Anyway, today I'm absolutely thrilled. We've got the gorgeous, the fabulous Sarah Powell in the house. Hello, hi, Sarah. Yes.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I am thrilled. I'm thrilled. Obviously, I'm in love with her, listener. She is a rainbow in human form.
Oh, what a lovely thing to say.
You are. You bring the party, my love.
Oh, that's very kind.
So, Sarah, just in a nutshell, you're a podcaster.
Yeah.
You've been a radio presenter. You are now a wedding celebrant.
Yes. So I retrained and got accredited and I now do weddings. So I do the ceremonies.
You're like
weddings.
The vicar.
Yeah, a bit like the vicar in a very non-religious
That's
sense.
Right.
Yeah, but I do, if I could wear the robes, I would.
Go on.
I do that. And then I'm also a founder, mm-hmm. which I love saying.
Yes.
I'm a founder of Celebrate Yourself, which mm-hmm. is a framework that I created because I want you, Helen, and you, the dear listener, to celebrate who you are. That's my thing. That's
Excellent.
That's what I'm about. And so I do that with ceremonies, like the weddings, mm-hmm. and then I also do it with self-celebration, which is my self-help and well-being tool. Yes, I know.
She's got tools.
Isn't it pro? Don't
wow.
I sound pro?
You've got it together.
Yes.
She got this.
I really have. So I do that. And then, I've got my podcast. And I'm a columnist for Red. I was thinking, what else am I? But that'll do.
Oh, and also you're a stepmom?
Yes, I am a stepmom. Yes, yes.
You're a wife?
That's it. I am a new wife.
I know. This is what I wanted. The rough theme for today. Well, the theme is Sarah Powell is amazing.
Good theme. It's a strong theme.
It's an excellent theme. But the rough theme today is sort of like wedding bells and bridal hells. And that's what I want to kind of talk to you about because you've recently a bride, but also that's your job now. You do weddings all the time.
That's it, yeah.
And, this is a podcast focused on bodies and how we feel about our bodies. And that is like peak fucking time, weddings.
It is really, it's nuts, isn't it? So I got married in November last year. So just, I think like that's 7 months ago now. And the whole of last year was all about getting thin for my wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an obsession. And I went to slimming clubs and I got weighed every week. And I was honestly like everything about that time was just all about my weight.
Mm.
And then I got married and on my wedding night, Helen, I got into bed with a cheese and ham toastie. Do you know what I mean? Like, it just started.
Goodbye, husband. I have food to catch up on. We can do the sex for eternity, but right now, I need to put something else in my mouth.
Oh, God. So... That, and then it just went from there. Yeah. And then, so the pendulum just swung.
Yeah.
Which has been the story my whole life, really. Yeah. You know, that's... So I was born in the 80s, which means I have an 80s mum.
Yes.
And I feel like calories were sort of invented in the 80s. You know, mm-hmm. It was all about being thin, and it was all about finding the ways to cheat
yes.
your body into thinking that it's had food when it hasn't really and had calories and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so I went from that straight into diet culture, and that has been my story. So that pendulum of... I'm losing weight.
Yeah.
Back up to, no, I'm putting it on now, so I'm eating everything. And you know that fuck it switch and all the rest of it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That thing
I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
I can have the lasagna with a garlic bread chaser.
Sure. And I'll have the chips and I'll have that. And then I will have a pudding. Yes, thank you. And then I'll get home and eat a slab of dairy milk. Yes. Because that's where I'm at the moment.
Oh, and that cake needs finishing.
All of it. And just thinking, well, what have I got? Mm. What's in the house? What could I eat?
Yes.
And then finding myself, you know, oh God, pouring honey over a Rye Vita just to eat something. Mm. You know what I mean? All of that kind of stuff. And I feel like the most extreme version of that was my wedding.
Yeah.
So the pendulum swung that way of going, I've got to lose weight, I've got to lose weight, and I've got to lose it however, you know, I possibly can.
Yeah.
And then it swung right back the other way and was like, oh my God, I did it. I got there. Now I can have whatever I want.
Yeah, you finished the race.
God, and it is, I mean, it's nuts.
Yeah.
It is nuts.
And did you have two Sarahs in your brain going, I know this is nuts, but this is what I want to do. But then going, don't worry about it. But then, no, but this is what I want. And yeah, you had that sort of duality.
Definitely. Yeah, totally. Of going... this should be okay because it's my wedding day and it'll be whatever it'll be. You know,
everyone
whatever happens,
loves you.
Everybody
loves you.
There loves me.
Yeah.
I'm going to feel great. My dress was amazing. You know, that was something that was really important to me about the wedding. And, everybody, the people who sort of in the shop and everything couldn't have been more gorgeous and more helpful and couldn't have made me feel more stunning. And yet, it's that demon on the other side that was like, no, but you've got to be thin because what if you're not thin? Like, can you imagine if you weren't the best version? Because that's how I've always considered the best version of myself. The best version of myself has always been thin. Thin equals happy. You know, that has always been my story.
Mm.
And so... And that was it, going up to the wedding. And also, I think there's the thing of when you've been in diet culture for that long, you've completely lost any sort of trust of yourself. I don't trust myself around food and around eating and around making conscious decisions because my decision about what I'm going to eat is based on what am I allowed?
Right.
What am I allowing myself today?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to eat 89 Jammy Dodgers? Do you know what I mean? Oh, good, I am because I'm in that state. Or am I only allowed, am I allowed bread? Am I allowed bread today? Am I allowed pasta? Well, if I have the pasta, that means that, well, I'm off it again then. So that could last for the next few months. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Just that complete
and the
mentality.
Rules change every single day.
Completely. And it's like, well, I had that for breakfast. Like today, I skipped breakfast at home and then on the way to the station, I got a cheese and tomato croissant because I wouldn't want to lie to you. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, well, that's that then.
Yeah.
And now it's Friday, so it's the weekend. So see you on Monday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it is that sort of thing. So because of that, I got to the beginning of this year and I was like, God, this is boring and draining and exhausting and there must be another way.
Yeah.
So I'm very much, that's where I'm at right now. Yeah. I don't have the answers. I'm so sorry. Is there anyone listening who goes, yes?
And
yes.
She's still working it out.
I am, because it's huge.
But you've made a consciousness.
Yeah.
You've made a consciousness. You are conscious now of how mental that is and how time consuming. That's
so
what I
much,
think.
Yeah.
And I think... I got to a point a couple of years ago when I go, gee, the self-hate and the dieting and all that sort of stuff just takes over your life. Because you're always thinking of the next meal.
Yep.
Or, I can't wear those clothes because I don't like myself.
Yeah.
Or it's just...
it's a waste of time, isn't it? It's totally obsessive behaviour. And you're right, it's hours, weeks, months of my life.
Yeah.
You know, that and everything started with food. So it would be like, what exactly like you said, clothes. What clothes am I going to wear? You know, what clothes can I wear? Because what have I been eating?
Yeah.
And, you know, my self-worth, my self-esteem, work, relationships, everything started with, well, how good or bad have I been with food? You know, and just those rules and that thing. And it is... But just, I never knew that until I started to sort of get into sort of intuitive eating is the direction that I'm starting to investigate.
I was just about to say, because I've just been reading Just Eat It.
Laura's book, Laura Thomas.
Amazing. Laura Thomas, PhD. It's changed my life.
It will.
So good. And it's just, it just sort of unpacks all the bullshit of the diet culture. And she herself, when she's done her PhD in nutrition, was just saying it's all set up to fail. All these diets they don't work, and you'll just end up hating yourself more, and chances are you put on more weight as
well. Well, that's the whole, and I never knew that there could be another way until I sort of found Laura, and also there's Rooted Living on Instagram, Pandora. She's amazing as well. She does all this sort of work around it. I never knew that there could be another way. I didn't know I was in diet culture. You know what I mean? I didn't know that I knew that there was, this was not right, but I had no idea how to get off that merry-go-round of putting it on, losing it, putting it, waiting to find the strength to start again with the diet, you know. So that has been huge for me this year, to even know that there's something else, there could be another way.
No, and it's interesting because you're talking about like being an 80s kid, and I just remember so much of like there was like Jane Fonda workouts, and everyone was always on like the cabbage soup diet, or it was just a sort of a rotation of the different diets and things like that, and fat free this and everything,
cottage cheese,
so much cottage cheese
and just piles and piles of just that low fat, just like you're saying, Muller Lite. I think were invented then, and you know, and then just
there's that great meme of women laughing at salad, just thin happy people eating practically no food.
Yes,
and that was like the pinnacle of happiness.
But it was all about being thin, wasn't it? I feel like that's what it was geared towards. It was like, if you're thin, you'll be successful and you'll be happy. And they are the things that I, you know, that's deep. They are deep core beliefs that I'm sort of just starting to unpack and go, oh my God, like, no, I can't have this. But I feel like there was no alternative for those, because I think that's a huge generation of women who had that and were conditioned to that, to be thin and then you can live your dream sort of thing
absolutely.
And live your best life.
Whereas, and I think we're still conditioned now.
Yeah.
I think there's starting to be a bit of a shift, but it's slow and it's still so ingrained. Yeah. Even though people, and so many people I've interviewed on this podcast have said, even though I know that I should love myself, and I do, it's a daily thing.
Massively. I always say when I talk about self-celebration, it's got to be a choice. We've got to choose to be kind. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Because I think self-love and self-care, like, we know they're really important. Mm. We know they are really empowering, and we know they make us really comfortable. But at the same time, it's very hard to know what they are and what it means. And actually, you know, is it being in expensive leggings, doing yoga and drinking green juice, or having a bubble bath? Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, that's my self-care. Mm. Whereas actually, I think what it comes down to really is kindness and being kind to yourself. And I feel like if we can sort of, but we've got to choose. You know, I don't feel like it's a default position that we're going to be nice and we're going to be kind and being encouraging and supportive of ourselves.
Yeah.
I think, you know, for me, it's more likely that I would critique myself and be cruel to myself. And, you know,
that's your default.
Totally. Yeah. And really, I mean, almost say things to myself that I would never dream of saying to another human being.
Yes.
You know, that kind of, that's more of like the default. So I think we do have to choose. And I think it does take a bit of work, but it only needs to be a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that's the important thing.
Yeah, you don't want to say you have to climb the mountain to get there.
It's just about
choosing a different path.
Totally. And just going, what's the kindest thing to do right now for me? What is the kind, how can I be kind rather than going, God, you haven't done that, and oh, that still isn't done, and you said you were going to do it, and you're not good enough, and you're useless, and you're
failing.
Here you are again. yeah, all that sort of thing. Because that will just run like a generator, that yeah, mean voice in your head.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's just about finding the moments of kindness. And I, exactly what you said, I'm still struggling to apply that to food mm-hmm, and eating yeah, because of that conditioning. Yeah. So that for me is like the last bit yes, that I've got to really sort of crack is yeah, how do I be kind to myself around eating what I want and what I don't? Because like I said earlier, I just don't trust myself. Mm. I can't be trusted yep, around food. That's no, how I feel right now.
I know. I know exactly what you mean. Because when there's something in the fridge or like the dip or the yeah, anything, half a lasagna. I was like, sure, oh, yeah, just a little niblet, yes, little corner, yeah, and then it's gone.
And then it's gone.
Yeah.
Just that, and that obsession with it yeah, sitting there.
And then the guilt comes
yes,
afterwards.
Yes.
And that's the cycle. Gosh. Oh, no, then I'll have to run at least 50 kilometres tomorrow just to burn it off.
That's it, yeah.
It's just the punishment. It is ridiculous.
It is.
Now, I'm getting back to your Celebrate You.
Yes.
Can you tell us a bit more about what that's all about, what the entails?
So, what self-celebration?
Yes.
So self-celebration is about honouring and accepting the person that you are right now. Mm-hmm. And that's not the person that you were 10 minutes ago. And that's not the person that you were when you were 17 or the shiny future self
yes,
that I was always waiting to appear. That's mm-hmm, what I was always sort of had in mind, that I needed to get there.
Yeah.
And then I could be happy.
Yes.
And then I would have no insecurities. That'd all be fine.
Size 10 Sarah. Yes. A lovely person.
Over there,
the
she's really successful. Oh, she looks great.
Everyone loves
her.
She's
well dressed.
Yeah.
But I'm not that. I'm just here. So I've got to wait. I've mm-hmm, got to wait until I get there. And then I've got to sit here cursing myself for yeah, why I can't get there quicker. So that was my story, right? Mm-hmm. And I realized that I needed something to get me out of that.
Yeah.
And so exactly like I just said, I started to stop focusing on the things that I hadn't done or the things that were going really badly or that just ridiculous to-do list that you can hit yourself over the head with.
Yeah.
And I turned it and I was like, okay, what's going well? What am I doing really well? And actually, how can I bring in that kindness? That's yeah, exactly what I sort of focused on. And so self-celebration is all about finding the tiny little wins, the things that are going really well, and the smaller the better. I always say this,
yeah,
like, you know, if you remember your headphones in your bag, huge celebration. Like
absolutely,
you've got, just take a moment to go, brilliant.
Well done, me.
Well done, babes. God, I'm really pleased about that. You know, you fill your water bottle up.
Yeah.
You go to bed an hour earlier if that's what you know you need. You
yeah,
know what I mean? But at the same time, if you don't go to bed an hour earlier, you don't sit and go, I can't believe I've done this again. Meh, 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 meh.
Yeah.
You go, it's okay. It's all right. I'm doing my best.
Yeah.
You know, it's really all about coming back to that because I wanted to create something that you could do anywhere at
yeah,
any time. You know, if you've got two kids hanging off you, if you're watching Killing Eve, if you're like, you know,
yeah,
at a bar having an espresso martini, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, mm, because that's what I needed.
Yeah.
I needed something that didn't involve a 12-week course or, well, where's my notebook? You know,
yeah,
I always talk about this. I did a gratitude journal.
Yeah.
You know what you write. It's lovely. You write
yeah,
three things down at the end of the day that you're grateful for. It's a gorgeous thing to do. Loads of people do it. All power to them. I did it for like two nights
mm-hmm,
and then I didn't do it. And then I was like, oh no, God, I haven't done my gratitude.
You are shit,
yes,
Sarah. You
yeah,
are
then,
shit.
And then I was like, I'll do double tomorrow. I'll be double grateful tomorrow. And then obviously I didn't do it. It just felt, and then I was exactly
yeah,
like you said, I was like cursing myself
yeah,
for not doing my gratitude journal.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no.
Oh.
So I needed something that anyone could do.
Yeah.
Any place, any time to just,
because we're all just, fucking busy. We're all mental.
We're all busy
yeah,
and we're all doing our best.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We've all got things we want to change and improve on, absolutely.
Mm.
But rather than just constantly being, I call it the waiting room.
Yeah.
You know, and because I was in the waiting room over my weight for so long. Like when I lose weight, then I can have this.
Yeah.
And I think with the waiting room, you know, you can do it over anything. You can go, well, when I meet someone, then I'll be happy. When I have kids, when I move house, when I get a promotion. Anything that you put your life on hold for.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, well, when I have that, then I can have this, but not yet.
Yeah.
So I needed something that you could just activate immediately, that you
yeah,
could kind of drop into. And it sounds weird, like, you know what I mean? And your mean voice will want to kick in when
yeah,
you go, oh, look, I filled up my water bottle. Aren't I good? Mm. Mean voice will go, puh, well, yeah, that's the bare minimum. Come on. Hydration. Yeah, great. But actually, if you keep focusing on it and you keep working on it, it works. Yeah. Like, it does make a big difference. And then it can support the bigger stuff
absolutely.
That we want to change.
Oh, that sounds yeah. brilliant.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And I do online classrooms and I do workshops and I do all that kind of stuff. And I just absolutely, I believe in it because it was me.
Yeah.
You know, it was me and I needed something to get me out of that story, that sort of just not enjoying myself, really. Like, having a gorgeous life. I'm so lucky. Like, I've got a husband to die for, Helen.
Oh, he's lovely.
Oh, my God, he's delicious. You know, I've got lovely family. I've got lovely home. All of those kinds of things. But I could never quite relax and just enjoy it. Do you know what I mean? It
was always... the niggle.
The niggle and the waiting and all of that kind of stuff. And it just got really boring.
Mm.
That's the truth. It got really boring and really exhausting. And I was like, right.
Just
what
stop it.
Can get me out of this? Because, you know, that's what we deserve.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? If you're listening to this, you deserve it. You deserve self-love and self-care. You deserve to be your own best mate.
Yeah.
I really believe that. And if you're listening to this going, you don't mean me, you know, no.
Yes, we do.
We do.
You're
I really
lovely
do. I'm
listener.
Speaking to you.
Yes.
And I really, I feel very passionately about that. Mm. So it's lovely to be able to do something that hopefully can help a bit with that.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Do you find that giving the joy is, I mean, that's a wonderful
thing.
Oh
my gosh, it's the best. When you've got something, and you know what it's like, because you feel so passionately about everything that you talk about and do with Helen Wears a Size 18 and everything. When you feel passionately about it and you're vulnerable with it, you know what I mean? Because you've married those two together and you know that's what you need to do. When you get it back, oh my God, you get it back like 100 times over, don't you?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
I was at a gig last night, a Scummy Mummy's gig in Cockfosters, and this woman will know who she is because she said she listens. She came up to me almost in tears and saying, thank you for doing this podcast. And I just said, come here, give me a cuddle. And she's like, oh, and I feel differently about myself and thank you. And I was like, no, you've given me something.
Yes, yes.
you know who you are, and I've forgotten your name. You're lovely, had lovely long a big smile and lovely long brunette hair. And I said, no, you're the wonderful one.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
No, it's fantastic. Now, we can't have you on the podcast without talking about jewels.
Yes, of course. We must talk about jewels.
I mean, not that we need a man for everything, but this is a very special man, isn't it? Tell us about the Sarah and Jewels podcast.
So, So I met Jewels. Jewels is a spray tanner.
Mm-hmm.
He spray tans people. And I mean, he does it all over the world.
He's like a celebrity.
He's tans the most unbelievable people. And So I met Jules probably like 5 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And you know when you meet somebody and you just straight away you're like, you're for me.
They bring the light.
Totally. Like they walk in and you're almost laughing like the moment you've seen each other. You're like, oh, who are you?
I know.
And we wanted to start doing something together. And so we thought, well, we'll do a podcast. Mm-hmm. And actually what we thought was we'll do a podcast every week. And if we get bored of it and we don't want to do it anymore, we'll just go out for dinner. Like, you know, instead. And we have done it every single week for, we've done 300 episodes now. So it's been a long time. Mm. And we just love it. Like, we always say it's feel-good nonsense. It's like two nanas on a bus.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We just talk about our week and we talk about our mothers and we sort of do a bit of local news from where we're from. And honestly, we need it as much as anybody listening.
Yeah.
Like, we really do, because it's just that silliness and it's just having a laugh with your mate.
It is so delicious to listen to. You two love each other. You're so open and honest about, you know, the things that you love, the things that's fucked up. And also it's worth mentioning June.
Absolutely. So my mother, June. Hi, June. We always talk about our mothers as well. Yeah, June, bless her. And June's, you know, it's really funny because she won't mind me saying this, June's in her 60s now, and that's been her story. You know, that diet culture story?
Mm.
You know, she's still in it now. Like, she's still being like, oh, if I could just lose this bit of weight, if I could just do this, if I could just do that. So I just think for a lot of women of that generation, that's the conditioning. And it's very, very hard to let go of that and to get out of that as well. But she is a hoot. She's an absolute riot.
She's a love. Really, she's a treasure.
Really is. She is. And I should mention, so We asked our listeners to write to us, and we've got a PO box. It's very live and kicking. And they did, which was amazing. And what we never expected was people would write in and go, I've been going through this, or I've been, you know, this has happened to me and it's been really tough and it's been lovely to have the podcast. It's, you know, because it's just taken me out of myself for a minute. And so we started to do our second podcast, which is Wobble.
Excellent.
There was a sensational first guest on it,
Who was that, Sarah?
Your friend of mine, Miss Helen Thorne.
Oh, hello.
That's it. and it's all about happiness and body confidence. Mm. You were just, I mean, what a phenomenal way to start the whole thing. So we've done three series now.
Yeah.
Every episode has a brilliant guest on talking about something around their own story and what they've learned and all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
And it's just been, I mean, it's like a phenomenal sort of thing that just exists that you can dip back into. Like, we always say, go back and listen again, because something that you didn't hear the first time you might pick out, or something might speak to you in a different way. That is just, it's just an honour to have it. And we, in the same way, exactly the same way that you do, people write to us and they're like, I've just heard this and it's made so much sense to me, or thank you for Wobble. And we're like, thank you.
Thank you
for listening. Thank you for investing.
Oh, no, it's just fantastic. And I think some of my favourite episodes were with people I say follow on Instagram, like the lovely Lorna Lux.
Yes.
And who just looks like she exudes confidence. She's so beautiful and so fabulous. And then just to hear people talking about their own struggles and insecurities and just people you think, oh, but they've got it all together.
Yes.
They glide through life.
Yeah.
They don't even walk. They just hover.
Yes.
And they're just in an aura of loveliness and glitter and sequins. But I think it's so important, because I think you think that you're the only one with all these fucked up thoughts. You think you are the island, but you are not.
Yes.
You're in a big village of warriors.
Oh my gosh. I think it's the biggest lie. I think it's the biggest lie that we've got, that everybody else is sorted and we're not.
Yes.
You know, I think once you start to, I think in fact, once you put that in the bin, everything will get easier.
Yeah, we're all a bit fucked.
That's it.
But we're all fabulous.
Oh, like, of course we are, because we're human.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And like, comparison, that's ultimately the thing that it comes from, doesn't it? Comparing to everybody else. And that's an amazing episode on Wobble with Lucy Sheridan, actually,
where
she really gets into all of that. But I just think it's utter bollocks, the
excellent
idea there. So you don't have to worry about that anymore. You can just put that in the bin and move on.
It's all shit.
There's just no truth to it whatsoever that somebody else is better or has got it together and isn't troubled in some way by something.
Yeah.
You know? And I think once we, you know, get out of that, things are a lot easier.
Yeah, yeah. And I've said this on the Scummy Mummies podcast, but you know, Instagram isn't a window; it's a constructed reality.
Yeah,
and even there's days where I won't post on Instagram because I just feel kind of shit, and I don't want to share that. You don't need to know that I'm feeling like I've got a bit of thrush. Yeah. And I'm wearing my ugly pants. Well, you know, like, just I feel yucky. And I may not have put deodorant on as soon as I needed to.
Sure. I didn't get there in time. No. I missed it. I missed my window.
I missed the window. And you know you can't go back, listener. You cannot.
It's funny because on the other side of that, sometimes if I am having a really bad day, talking about it on Instagram is the thing, you know, because I'm able to go, oh my gosh, I feel awful about this. Always people go, oh my God, me too. Yeah. And that helps.
Yeah.
But I really hear you. I really, really hear you.
Some days you just don't want to share it.
No, that's it. You just want to hide and you just want to sort of...
And that's okay.
Yeah. God, I think it's really important.
Yeah. Have a bit of me time.
Yes.
Anyway, Sarah, we're going to go. We're nearly at the end of the podcast. I don't want it to end.
Oh my God, it could never end, could it? You know, this could go on forever.
Why aren't we
get a drinks
charge?
Trolley in. Do you know what I mean? That could be it.
Of course. Thank you, future... Emma, producer, for editing this.
Yes, thank you, Emma. Thank you so much.
We like to do a bit of a quick fire round before we end the podcast. Are you ready?
Oh my God, I love it. Yes.
Let us go. Okay, Sarah, what makes you feel sexy?
This boiler suit.
Aha!
This boiler suit, like an all-in-one.
Yes.
New clothes always make me feel sexy.
Listener, she's wearing a pink boiler suit from New Look, and she bought it because I wore it on my Instagram account.
I was influenced.
She is under the influence.
Yeah.
So much so, she's still got the tags in.
I've got the tags in, and now they're stuck to my back. You know?
She feels so fucking sexy right now.
Whoa.
Sarah, what's your most favourite thing to put in your body?
That's exciting. Wine.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, good. What's your most embarrassing body moment?
I don't get that embarrassed. I know that's an awful thing. I remember actually when I must have been like 14, 15 in Centre Parks with my best friend.
Yes.
And with her older brother and the older brother's friend. So, I mean, just astonishing.
I'm already embarrassed.
I know, I'm so embarrassed. Oh. And I was on a canoe, very unusual, my first and last time on a canoe. And I lifted up my arm to wave and they laughed because I had underarm hair. And I sort of hadn't noticed myself. I just sort of didn't know. And it became like this running joke of the whole holiday that was like debobbling a jumper and he was like, oh, do you want this? Like, and offered it. So it became a thing. And that was, because it was boys as well. It was really embarrassing. But to be honest, I always say I'm embarrassed of my body to me. I don't really care about anybody else.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, because I just think, well, what's so great about your body that you're allowed to be? Do you know what I mean? So I don't, it doesn't, I grew up in a naked house, Helen. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, nothing,
it doesn't
phases.
Bother me. Yeah. It doesn't faze me. I would not be bothered.
Excellent.
Yeah, but I would be embarrassed to me.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Of how I look, not for what anybody else thought.
Well, I just want to say, fuck you, shamers.
Yes.
Underarm hair shamers.
God, I haven't thought about that for years. Wow, that really... God, that was very triggering.
She went back to the canoe.
My hairy canoe.
And that's it. Autobiography title.
Oh, gosh.
All right, now it's time for my favourite segment. Fat facts. Okay, now I want to blow your mind with some fat facts. Did you know that there's 7 different types of nipple?
I didn't know.
Yes.
Wow.
Which one are you?
And tiny, tiny, small, pale.
It's called flat, puffy, inverted or normal. I don't like this normal one.
No.
I don't want normal.
No. Yeah. No, I'm not normal.
No.
That's ridiculous.
Flat or puffy or inverted?
Oh, I don't know.
No, I just large. Large with a few hairs. Yes. Whiskers. Let's call them whiskers.
Whiskery, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, gosh.
The Hall of Fat Fame. Who inspires you?
Oh, my gosh. What a great thing. God. So this is somebody who's body confident or just somebody generally who's just fantastic?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Or someone you think we should all know about.
Has RuPaul gone in?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I think it's high time.
Yes.
Because, you know, I mean, RuPaul, I don't need to explain why RuPaul needs to go in. But just that idea of if you don't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love someone else?
Amen.
Amen. That's everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's, if you can start with that, I just think that will send you on the most wonderful life, like the most brilliant thing. And also, good luck and don't fuck it up.
Yes!
It's also vital. I think if you have those two things, you can do anything.
Yeah.
So I'm putting RuPaul in.
A very, very worthy person in the Hall of Fame.
Great.
Vatspiration.
More is more.
Excellent.
In any situation, more is more. More colour, more eyeliner, more wine. More is more.
Excellent. Well, Sarah Powell, I don't want this to end ever,
but it
must. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me.
My cheeks are sore from smiling. You are joy and more joy. Thank you so much for
your
time.
It's a pleasure. You are.
I love you.
I love you too.
All right. You've been listening to the Fat Lot of Good podcast by me, Helen Thorne. The producer is the fabulous Emma Corsham, and you've been listening to music by John Thorne. A massive shout out to our fabulous sponsor, F&F Clothing. Love these guys. You can get clothes for women size 6 to 22. They've got everything from fabulous denim, bras, knickers, gorgeous frocks, the whole shebang. And the great news is it won't break the bank. So thank you, F&F Clothing. Do follow them online at F&F Clothing. Buy them online, next.co.uk. And you can always go into the shops, go into the big Tesco Extra shops to get some new clothes today. Thank you very much. And do tell your friends about the podcast and subscribe. We love you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.